和下一个周日我将跟你们讲一讲我的志向怎样。
My vision is to develop humble servants who will love the Lord, the lost, and the local church for the rest of their lives.
我的志向就是造就能够终身爱神、爱迷失的人和爱当地教会的谦卑的仆人。
This is my passion.
这是我的志向，我的激情。
This is what gets my heart beating fast when I think about it.
可一想到这，我的心就止不住的要跳。
And I think about it a lot.
我常常想到这一点。
And I'm excited about joining other leaders from our English congregation to accomplish this goal.
我而且很激动，能够和其他英语堂的那个领袖们一起为达到这个目的而努力。
Just think about it. The world stereotypes middle schoolers and high schoolers as being immature and self-centered.
我们想一想，典型的初中生和高中生，他们都很不成熟，而且自我为中心。
But wouldn't it be great if our middle schoolers and our high schoolers actually sought out opportunities to serve at their homes, at their schools, their communities, and our church?
如果我们的中学生、初中生和高中生能够抓住机会，在他们学校、在他们教会、在他们自己的所在地，能够努力为神服务事工的话，这又该多好！
Wouldn't it be great if they learned to love serving so much that when they headed off to their college or university, that they sought out opportunities to serve in their local campus ministry or at their local church?
如果中学生在中学里就开始事工，而且热情的事工，到了大学他们就养成习惯，而且积极参与他们大学里的事工，那该有多好！
The world assumes that students.From elite colleges will act like elitists who are more concerned about meeting their own desires than about meeting the needs of others.
典型的看法是，我们进比如说常青藤那些高等学府的那些学生，他们就像那个高贵的贵族一样，他们常常想到是怎样达到自己的目的，而不是想到别人需要什么。
But wouldn't it be great if our college students were more impressed with the Lord than they were with themselves?
如果我们大学生能够经常想到上帝，受到上帝的宠爱，那该多好！
Wouldn't it be great if they earned a reputation among those people who have been wounded by their own sin as people who hand out, who offer a helping hand rather than an accusing finger?
如果他们得到受伤的人需要帮助的人的赞赏的话，我们大学生。那该多好，而不是他们互相指摘，大家说别人的不是。
And wouldn't it be great if after they graduated from college that they settled down and became committed to their local church?
而且如果他们大学毕业以后能在当地的教会侍奉，积极的服侍主，那有多好。
And wouldn't it be great if they settled in these churches and they did not complain about the spiritual atmosphere not being on par with what they experienced in college, but instead they look for opportunities to bring the blessings that they experienced in college to their local church.
如果他们在当地教会侍奉的时候，他们不是点这点那，批评这个说教会的气氛、灵性气氛不足啦，或者这个不对啦，而是他们积极的参与，争取用大学里学到的侍奉神的功课。来为教会改进教会的做法，那有多好。
And wouldn't it be great if we were able to attract older adults or older adults that have finished college to come to our English congregation and they not only had a vision to serve the college students and the youth in our church, but also to serve and to minister to the secularized community of Ithaca.
如果我们能够吸引一些成年人、成年的信徒，能够不仅到我们英语堂来带领我们那个英语的大学生、信徒为主做工，而且能够带领现在不信神的那些对神有疑问的那些人来信主的话，那有多好
？You might say, Paul, that sounds very nice, but it also sounds very idealistic.
你也许会说，听上去不错，太理想化了吧？
Most of the people in this congregation are very successful.
很多人在我们这个教会的很多人在事业上都很成功。
They've worked hard to earn the reputation and the position that they are in now.
他们今天得到的声望和得到的地位都是他们辛勤劳动所换来的。
They've earned the right to get what they want.
他们有权利得到他们想要的。
How are you going to convince them to give up the right to be served, to take up the responsibility to serve?
你又怎么能够说服这些人，他们应该被人伺候的，反而叫他们放弃这个权利去伺候人呢？
How are you going to convince them that it's more blessed to give than to receive?
你又怎么能够去说服他们说是比受更好呢？就是你给予人家帮助人家比你得到更好呢？
How are you going to convince them to be humble servants rather than self-centered consumers?
你又怎么能去说服他们能够成为谦卑的仆人，而不是以自我为中心的消费者呢？
The truth is, whether we are well-educated or uneducated,
事实上，不管我们受了多好的教育或者未受教育，
whether we are rich or poor,
是富还是贫，
whether we are young or old,
年轻还是年迈，
all humans are naturally self-centered.
所有的人类，所有人只要是人，就是自我为中心的。
And it's unnatural for us to be servant-hearted.
如果我们为他人服务的话，这就很不自然。
And yet, throughout the centuries of church history, there have been churches that have stood out as communities of servant-heartedness.
然而看我们教会的历史，几百年的教会史，我们都会看到很多很多人他就忠心的做仆人。
So how did the leaders of these churches convince their followers to become servant hearted?
所以这些教会的领袖们又是怎样说服跟随他们的人作为仆人呢？
We can gain some valuable insights on how the leaders of this church can accomplish this by taking a look at the book of 1 Thessalonians.
我们来看一看那个帖撒罗尼迦前书，这里面从这本书里面我们就看出我们的教会又怎么能够说服我们做仆人。
The Apostle Paul had planted the church in Thessalonica in AD 49.
使徒保罗在公元49年在帖撒罗尼迦建了教会。
He then trained leaders to take over the leadership of the church.
然后呢他就训练门徒们做领袖来领导这个教会。
And then he took off and began to plant other churches.
然后离开了帖撒罗尼迦，又到其他地方建教会。
And in spite of the church being young and in spite of the church experiencing terrible persecution, the Thessalonian church just thrived.
尽管教会很年轻，而且教会的门徒们信徒们遭受很大的迫害，但是帖撒罗尼迦的教会很兴旺。
So only about a year or two later, the Apostle Paul wrote the book of 1 Thessalonians to encourage the Thessalonians to keep up the good work.
So 一两年以后呢，保罗写了帖撒罗尼迦前书，鼓励帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒们继续为神事工。
In the opening paragraph of the book of 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul wrote the following words of encouragement.
So, 在帖撒罗尼迦前书的一开始，保罗就写了下列的激励的话语。
These words can be found in 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3.
我们可以读那个帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章三节。
We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所成的忍耐。
The Thessalonian church had become a church that was characterized by humble servant-heartedness.
所以帖撒罗尼迦这个教会典型的就是这个教会充满了谦卑为神服事的仆人。
What had Paul done?
保罗究竟做了什么呢？
How did he influence the Thessalonians to become humble servants?
他又是怎样影响帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒们成为谦卑的仆人呢？
It wasn't because he dazzled them with his good looks.
保罗并没有以他的英俊的外貌取人。
Legend indicates that the Apostle Paul was actually short and squatty.
据说保罗他本身长得很矮小，又很那个壮实。
And it wasn't because he was an eloquent or intellectual speaker.
保罗也不是能说会道的人。
He writes about his speaking ability in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. 1 and 3, I should say.
在哥林多前书二章一和三节，保罗写到他自己的说话的能力。
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. Instead, I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志为你们宣传神的奥秘。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕，又甚战惊。
When the apostle Paul preached, he sounded like this.
当保罗在传道的时候呢，他那个就是说话都有的口吃。
And it certainly wasn't that the apostle Paul bullied the Thessalonians into servanthood.
当然保罗并没有威用威胁的手段来使帖撒罗尼迦基督徒做那个谦卑的仆人。
On the contrary, because of Paul's gentle spirit, actually there were people that accused him of being a weak leader.
相反，那些帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒们经常说保罗因为有他温柔的性格呢，说他是一个不很强有力的领袖。
The Apostle Paul did not have a charismatic presence.
所以保罗并没有很强的感召力。
Instead, the way that the Apostle Paul influenced the church in Thessalonians can be found in 1 Thessalonians verses 1, 5, and 6.
保罗性格呢，我们可以从帖撒罗尼迦前书一章五到六节里面看出来。
You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord.
正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，你们效法我们，也效法了主。
Paul became a influence, or he influenced the Thessalonians by being an example of servanthood that they could imitate.
保罗用自己作为仆人的谦卑的仆人的形象来影响了帖撒罗尼迦基督徒们，所以他们能够仿效他。
Last spring, I visited Philadelphia in order to interview a young man named Jason Hsu.
去年春天，我到费城去跟一个年轻人，他的名字叫 Jason Hsu, Hsu Jason. 我们跟他见他聊了一下。
When Jason was a middle schooler, and he attended my church, my youth group in Houston Chinese Church.
当杰森在中学的时候呢，他曾经到我们那个休斯敦圣谷教会参加我们的青少年团契。
When he was in my youth group, he was a rather self-absorbed, apathetic, non-Christian.
当他在我们青少年团契的时候呢，他就是常常想到自我，对外面的事情呢不闻不问。
But God changed Jason's heart.
但是上帝使他改变了他的心。
And he became a Christian while attending the University of Pennsylvania.
当他在 UPenn 就是宾夕法尼亚大学念书的时候呢，成为了基督徒。
As a student, he became the president of the core team of the university's InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
所以他在大学念书的时候呢，他才能够跨校的基督徒团契的主要负责人。
After he graduated, he took on a full-time position at the University of Pennsylvania's InterVarsity, even though he could have taken on a job that would have made much more money.
所以大学毕业以后呢，尽管呢可以很容易找到一个工作，挣很多钱，那么他在宾州大学里面呢，在一个团契施工做全日制的施工人员。
And now he is the associate pastor at a local church near the UPenn campus.
现在在那个宾州大学校园附近的一个地方教会，杰森他是助理牧师。
His main responsibility is to get his church involved in social justice.
他主要的任务就是呢，使这个教会能够参与社会正义的施工。
I shared with Jason my vision for the English congregation at FICCC.
所以我跟杰森也交谈了，在我们这个教会当地教会伊斯克教会。 我的志向,
and then I asked him the following question. How do you convince Ivy League students who can choose whatever path they want to choose to become humble servants? His answer was simple and yet profound. Be a servant. The student had become my teacher. In other words, Jason was telling me that if I wanted to develop humble servants who love the Lord, the lost, and the local church, that I needed to become a humble servant leader who loved the Lord, the lost, and the local church for the rest of my life.
杰森对我说的话就是这样，他说，如果你要想说服你的追随者成为终身爱神、爱迷失的人、爱当地教会的谦卑的仆人的话呢，我自己首先就必须成为一个终身爱神、爱
There's a saying that goes like this.
有一句谚语是这样说的.
What you are doing speaks so loud that I cannot hear a word that you are saying.
你所行的比你所说的更要响亮.
In other words, if I do not walk my talk, then no matter how eloquent my sermons might be, I still will not be able to convince people to become humble servants.
那就是说，不管如果我说是一套，做又是一套，这样的话，不管我有多么的口才，多么好的口才，我还是不能说服跟随我的人来成为谦卑的仆人。
It won't work for me to say, do as I say, not as I do.
如果我对其他人这样说，就像我是怎么说你们就要怎么做，而不是我怎么做你们怎么做，这绝对行不通。
But what does servant-hearted leadership truly look like?
具有谦卑的仆人之心的人，又是怎么样一个人呢？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12, the Apostle Paul describes his ministry to the Thessalonians.
所以在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》里面，保罗对那个基督徒的那个形象做了一个描述。
In this passage, we can see at least three characteristics of servant-hearted leadership.
我们至少可以看出，具有仆人之心的领导人具有三个特征。
And if I want to influence people to become humble servants, these three character qualities need to characterize me.
如果我要想说服我的追随者成为谦卑的仆人的话呢，这三个特征在我身上就必须首先体现出来。The first
character quality can be found in verses 3 to 6.
第一个特征呢，我们可以在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》2章3到6节里面发现。
For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We're not trying to please men, but God who tests our heart. You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anybody else.
我们的劝勉不是出于误会，也不是用诡诈。但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。 因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。The
first character quality of a servant-hearted leaders is that they need to be God pleasers rather than people pleasers.
所以第一个特征就是说，如果我们要做具有谦卑的仆人的心的领袖的话呢，我们不是取悦于人，而是取悦于神。
A lot of people get involved in Christian leadership for all the wrong reasons.
很多人呢，他们从事基督事工是带着目的不纯。
They have a poor self-image and they crave the praise of other people.
他们对自己有自卑感，所以非常想得到别人的认可。
This tendency can cause leaders to become ineffective at best and dangerous at worst.
我至少这样的情况呢，会使这些领袖们变得很没有效果，在事工上很没有效果。要是更严重的说呢，这是很危险的一个倾向。
Because their theology can degenerate into the theology of the public opinion poll.
因为他们的神学观念呢，就会堕落到把人的人们对他们的看法看得很重。
And their moral standards can be dictated by whatever can help them win the popularity contest.
如果不管他们做什么，就能得到人家大多数人的同认可的话呢，这就变成了他们的道德标准了。
But the Apostle Paul was not willing to water down his theology or his conviction in order to win popularity contest.
那么使徒保罗并没有放弃或者减低自己的宗教上的信仰、自己的义务，而来取得公众对他的喜悦。
Paul was in the ministry because he wanted to please God.
使徒保罗事工是为了取得神的喜悦。
He would rather have the approval of the master than the applause of the audience.
他宁可得到他主人的赏识，而不愿得到公众的鼓掌。
A young man was studying violin under a world-renowned violin master.
有一个年轻人在一个世界名师的琴师指导下面学提琴。
After months of blood, sweat, and tears, the young man was finally ready for his first concert.
经过好多好长时间的辛苦的劳动，流血、流泪、流汗，终于他开始举办了自己的第一场音乐会。
After he finished the first movement, the audience was impressed and they gave him a loud round of applause.
当他第一首曲子奏完以后呢，全场观众都报以热烈的掌声。
But for some reason, the young man looked dissatisfied.
但是呢，这个年轻人没有感到很高兴。
After the applause was over, the young man picked up his violin and began to play again with more gusto.
当掌声停息以后呢，这个年轻人拿起了提琴，又更激情的演奏第二首曲子。
The crowd was mesmerized, and after the second movement, they cheered him with even more enthusiasm.
所以第二首曲子演奏以后呢，整个观众的激动起来了，他们报以雷鸣般的鼓声、掌声。
But the young man seemed unimpressed and he continued to look longingly up into the theater's balcony.
但是那个年轻人还是没有被感动，他带着渴慕的眼光看着楼上包厢那个地方。
Finally, the young man picked up his violin again and played the third and final movement.
于是这个年轻人又拿起了提琴演了第三首曲子。
He played with great passion and he touched emotions within the audience that they didn't even know they had.
所以那个年轻人带着这样的激情在演奏，所以那些观众他们不知不觉的心灵都被打动。
After he was done, he was drenched with sweat, and the audience all stood up as one and they roared their approval.
所以呢，当那个演奏结束以后呢，他就满身流汗，汗淋下背。那时候整个全场的观众都站起来，整个那个全场都报以雷鸣般的掌声。
But the young man stood still as he looked up into the balcony at an elderly man.
但是那个年轻人静静地站在那个地方，朝着楼上的包厢看着一个年迈的长者。
Finally, the elderly man smiled and nodded his approval.
这年迈的长者带着微笑点了点头，表示赞同。
Immediately, the young man relaxed and just beamed with joy.
所以这个年轻人立即就感到很轻松了，带着满意的笑容。
The applause of the crowd meant nothing to him until he received the approval of his master.
这观众的热烈的掌声对这个年轻人来说根本不在于不是一回事，不在乎这一点，就那个这个年迈的长者的点头赞同对他来说是至关重要。
In the same way, a servant-hearted leader knows that the applause of the crowds does not make his ministry a success.
同样我们要使属灵的领袖们也知道观众对你的评价并不能为使你的事工变成很成功。
He's not a success until he gets the smile of his master.
只有他在他主人给他带着微笑的时候呢，他才知道他事工有成功了。
His first priority is to be a servant of the Lord.
所以第一点非常重要的就是我们要成为神的仆人。
And then his second priority is to be a servant of his followers.
所以其次才是成为你自己跟随你者的那个仆人。
He knows that his service to his followers should never cause him to compromise his service to the Lord.
所以这样的领袖呢，很明显的知道，他对跟随他人的事工呢，绝对不会高于对神的事工。
The second characteristic of a servant-hearted leader can be found in verses 6-9.
第二个基督徒谦卑的仆人领袖的特征呢，我们在帖撒罗尼迦一章二节第六第九节里面可以看到。
As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you. Like a mother caring for her little children, we love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our own lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you.
我们做基督的使徒虽然可以叫人尊重，可在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲如养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的弟兄们。你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
Servant-hearted leaders will not only be God pleasers, but they will also have a motherly love for their followers.
作为神的侍奉的仆人，不仅他们是对神要有忠心，而且对跟随他们人呢有慈母般的爱。
Though Paul was trying to please God instead of instead of people, that does not mean that he was callous to the needs of his followers.
保罗尽力要取得神的喜悦，并不等于是说他对跟随他的人的需求不闻不问。
Apostle Paul could have demanded that these followers would serve him because he had the authority of an apostle.
使徒保罗作为一个使徒呢，他有权利叫跟随他的人对他服务。
But instead, he had the sacrificial love of a mother.
相反，他对他跟随他的人呢，有着牺牲心。牺牲状态的那个母亲般的慈爱。
This motherly love includes three different character qualities that I must have as a pastor if I'm going to influence people to be humble servants of the Lord.
这三点那个慈母般的慈爱呢，对我来说也很重要。对我是英语堂的牧师呢，如果要成为神的真实的仆人的话呢，我首先也做到这三点。
First, like a mother, he accepted them just as they are.
首先呢，就像母亲一样，对孩子他们是怎么回事，他就接受他们，照原样接受他。
As a mature Christian, it would have been easy for him to become impatient with the Thessalonians because of their immaturity.
保罗作为一个很成熟的使徒，他很容易就会对帖撒罗尼迦的那些非常不成熟的基督徒感到很不耐心。
But instead, the Apostle Paul was gentle with them, and though he may have disapproved of some of their immature actions, he still loved them and accepted them.
尽管保罗对他们的所作所为有时呢也不很赞同，但是对他们很耐心，就像母亲一样的对他们做的事情并不是赞同，但是他仍旧接受他们。
Second, the Apostle Paul not only shared with them the gospel, but he also sharedHis own life with them.
第二点就是保罗不仅和帖撒罗尼迦基督徒们分享神的福音， 而且跟他们分享他自己的生活经历。
Apostle Paul did not spend all his time in his office preparing sermons.
使徒保罗并没有把所有的时间都把自己关在办公室里准备他的演讲讲道。
Instead, he hung out with the Thessalonians.
相反呢，他和那个帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒们混在一起。
He was there when they needed him.
如果一旦他们需要他的时候，他就一直在他们身边。
My family and I moved into a house that is within walking distance of College Town.
我的一家，我们刚刚搬进一个住屋，那个住屋呢，就是和 College Town 大学城很近。
About half of the houses on our block are occupied by residents, and about half of them are occupied by college students.
在我们那个住区呢，有一半的房子呢是当地的居民所居住，有一半是大学生居住的那个地方。
One night, we woke up to hear a young man singing at the top of his lungs some country western song.
所以有一天凌晨呢，我们被一个声音音乐吵醒了，一个年轻的大学生就扯着喉咙在唱歌，唱这个西部的乡村音乐。
I have to admit, he had a very good voice.
我不得不承认他这个嗓音非常动听。
But not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
然而不应该在早上凌晨三点唱歌。
So the question is, why did my family decide to buy a house where we are surrounded by noisy college students instead of going to a neighborhood that, where there's a lot of nice and quiet families?
所以你们也许会问，我们一家为什么不在那个比较好的地区、很安静的地区找一个房子居住下来呢？而非要偏偏到大学城，有很多噪音很多的那大学生住的地区呢？
Because most of the people in our English congregation are college students.
因为事实就是呢，我们教堂里面教会里面有很多学生，他们就是大学生。
And we not only want to share the gospel with them, but we want to share our lives with them.
我们不仅要跟他们分享我们的福音，而且要跟他们分享我们的生活。
We want to live close enough so that they can stop and by and visit us, and we can stop by and visit them.
我们想要，因为住在那个地方呢，我们随时都可以到他们那个地方去看看他们，跟他们聊聊。他们也随时随地可以到我们家里来跟我们聊聊。
We want to hang out with college students and be there for them when they need us.
我们想要跟大学生在一起，他们需要的时候呢，我们随时都在他们身边。
Third, the Apostle Paul showed his motherly love by sacrificing his time for them.
第三点，使徒保罗作为一个仆人呢，展现在他为那些教徒们牺牲了很多自己的时间。
The Apostle Paul could have demanded that the Thessalonians would pay for his ministry to them.
使徒保罗很容易就可以叫帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们为他的教会施工付给他的酬金。
Instead, he worked day and night so that he would not be a financial burden to them.
相反呢，他日夜的工作，不停的劳碌，以至于他不会影响那个撒迦罗尼教会的财政。
He is willing to sacrifice his free time so that he can make a huge impact on the Thessalonians.
他很情愿的牺牲自己的业余时间，所以呢，他对帖撒罗尼迦教会的人呢，会有产生很大的影响。
There's an old American saying that goes like this.
有一句很传统的美国话这样说
A man's work is from sun to sun, but a mother's work is never done.
如果男人的工作是从日出到日落，但是一个母亲的工作呢是永无止境。
What's true about a mother is true about a pastor.
对于母亲来说是如此，对我们牧师来说呢也是如此。
His work is never done.
我们牧师的工作呢也永无止境。
A pastor cannot limit his time to 9-to-5 job.
所以我们牧师的工作呢并不是九点到五点的工作。
Now on one hand, I don't want to sacrifice my family for the needs of the ministry.
一方面呢，我并不因为由于教会事工的需要呢来牺牲我们家庭的需要。
I don't want my children or my wife to grow up thinking that I have time for the people in church that I don't have time for them.
我不要想让我们那个孩子，我的孩子和我的太太想，我对教会做事还有很多时间，然而对我们家庭，对他们的需要，我就没有时间。
So I will carve out time to spend with them.
所以我在那个 时刻表上我就安排时间来为我家庭服侍。
However, like a mother who is always available to care for his children, I also will be available for the needs of the people in the church, no matter what time of the day or night it is.
然而呢，就像母亲对他们的孩子，不管何时何地，只要孩子有需要，母亲就总在那个地方。对于牧师呢，我也是这样想，只要教会里面的姐妹兄弟有需要的话呢，不管何时何地，我都会在那个地方。
The third characteristic of a servant-hearted leader can be found in verses 11 and 12.
作为一个谦卑的使徒的特征，第三个特征，我们可以从帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十一到十二节里面读到。
For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人。好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国这套荣耀的神。
Servant leaders will not only be God pleasers rather than people pleasers, and they will not only have a motherly love for their followers, but they will also have a fatherly concern that their followers reach their potential.
作为一个谦卑的神的仆人的领袖的话呢，他们不仅对神要取悦于神，而不是取悦于人。不仅要有对他们的追随者有慈母般的爱，而且他们对这些人要有父亲般的鼓励和关心。
A child trips and skins his knee.
一个小孩不小心走路跌了一跤，皮肤擦伤了。
The mother takes him in her arms and comforts him.
父母亲呢，就把他抱在手里安慰他。
The father tells him, "Ah, oh, come on, you can do better than that."
然后父亲却说呢，起来吧，你以后会做得更好。
Which does the child need?
小孩需要什么呢？
He needs both.
他需要这两者的安慰。
He needs a motherly comfort and a fatherly challenge.
他需要母亲的安慰和父亲的劝勉。
You see, servant-hearted leaders must provide not only a motherly concern, but also a fatherly challenge.
所以作为一个谦卑的奴仆的领袖呢，不仅要对追随者有慈母般的热爱、关怀和安慰，要有父亲般的勉励和激励。
As servant-hearted leaders, we need to convey to our followers that we love them just the way that they are, but that we love them too much to let them stay the way that they are.
作为一个仆人的领袖，我们应该激励我们的同辈，对他们说，我们不仅爱你们，我们是如此的爱你们，因为我们爱你们太深，所以我们想要你们要改变，不能永远像你们这样老的样子。
Being a servant-hearted leader does not mean that I should tolerate sinful behavior.
作为一个领袖呢，并不是说我们要宽容容忍他们做的行为。
As the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5.
就像使徒保罗在哥林多后书四章五节里面写道。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves is your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
In other words, since a servant-hearted leader is first of all a servant of Christ, he must challenge his followers that they must submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
所以，换言之，作为仆人的领袖。我们首先是神的仆人，所以我们要对我们的跟随者说，我们首先要把自己交给神，做神的仆人。
His service to his leader should never water down that challenge.
所以这对我们来说是个挑战，我们要面对这个挑战而不怯懦。
So that means that not only will I encourage people when I see that they are living a life worthy of God.
所以我们首先要挑战我们的追随者说，你要过着像神一样的生活。
But it also means that I will confront them when they are living a life not worthy of God.
同时呢，如果他们过的生活不像耶稣基督那样，我们要跟他们要进行争斗。
In First Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, Paul writes the following.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书一章六到七节，保罗这样写道。
You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so, you became a model to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
今天你们在大难之中，蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
In other words, the imitators became the imitated.
这个就是说，效法别人的人成了被效法的人。
You see, the Thessalonians had imitated Paul's servant-heartedness so well that they became models for other believers that were in churches in Macedonia and in Achaia.
So, 那个在罗尼迦的信徒们在效法保罗的时候，效法的是这样的一面去做。以致他们自己便对其他教会的使徒们、信徒们也效法了。比如说，教会在马其顿和亚该亚的人也都效法他们。
That was Paul's strategy of multiplication.
所以这就是保罗的战略战术。
In 2 Timothy 2:2, he writes to Timothy, the young man that he mentored, the following words.
所以在提摩太后书二章二节，保罗写给提摩太里面有这句话。
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Paul is not content in developing servants who would imitate his behavior.
保罗在带领信徒们作为虔诚的仆人的时候呢，并不满足于他们效仿他的榜样。
He wanted to develop servants whose example would be imitated by others.
他要造就一批信徒们，使他们的榜样能被别人效仿。
And because he succeeded in this strategy of multiplication, this servanthood in Thessalonians spread like a virus through the churches of Macedonia and Achaia.
所以呢，就是说由于保罗这样的战略战术这样做，所以就不停的效法，不循环的效法，就在当地的教会，在帖撒罗尼迦的一段地方，有很多的就变成了效法。
What started an epidemic in Ithaca?
所以就像一个让我们在以色列教会也这样蔓延起来。
An epidemic of servanthood.
所以这样的蔓延就是我们虔诚的、谦卑的仆人的。这个趋势的蔓延。
By our examples, let's spread it to the campuses of Ithaca High School, to the middle schools, to Cornell and to Ithaca College.
让我们从这个教会做起，以我们为中心、为榜样，所以这样慢慢的推到校园里面，推到Ithaca 中学的大学，推到其他附近的学校。
And then let's spread it to the nation.
然后呢，把这个蔓延到整个国家。
And then let it spread it to the world.
蔓延到全球。
If I'm found worthy to be an example of servant worth imitating, it's only because I imitated the example of other servant-hearted leaders.
如果你们觉得在我身上就像一个谦卑的奴仆，你们要效法我的话呢，仅仅是因为我在不断的、不停的效法在基督教领域所有的谦卑仆人的领袖们的样子。
My hope is that we can develop servant-hearted leaders among our college students and our older adults who can be examples to the younger brothers and sisters of this congregation.
我希望在我们这个教会里面，我们能够造就一批在大学生当中，他们能够作为虔诚的仆人，所以其他的学生能够效仿他们。
My hope is that when these college students graduate from college and go off to other schools or other churches throughout this nation or maybe in other countries, that they would become examples of servanthood that the people in those churches will begin to imitate.
我也希望当这些大学生毕业以后呢，如果他们到全国各地或者全世界找工作，在教会里面服侍的时候呢，他们也就会成为当地的信徒们所追随的榜样，效法的榜样。
My hope is that when our youth go off to college, that they will also become models of servanthood to their college-age brothers and sisters.
我也希望在我们青少年组里面那些人，他们树立这样好的榜样，当他们到大学的时候呢，那其他的大学生也能够效法他们。
My hope is for you.
我的希望在你们身上。
My hope is that you will find models of servanthood within this church worth imitating.
我希望你们会在这个教会里面发现有不少的榜样值得你们效法。
And that you will ultimately become a model of servanthood worth imitating.
所以最终呢，我们在座的各位也都会成为谦卑的奴仆的榜样，别人会效法我们。
Our hymn of response will be "Take My Life and Let It Be."
我们下面那个起用诗歌呢，就是献祭与主。
There's actually two hymns that have the same title, "Take My Life and Let It Be."
有两首歌有同样的歌名。
And I think the tune that most of us are acquainted with is 258. 458. Rather than 457.
所以我们现在基本上要唱的就是在458首。
So instead of singing from the PowerPoint, we're going to sing the old school method from the hymn book.
所以我们不看那个 slide, 我们看那个书，在书上的458首。
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine alone. It shall be Thy royal throne. It shall be Thy royal throne.
谢谢爱宝伦牧师的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Epp, for your message.
让我们都能够做一个就是神所使用的仆人。
So we hope we all of us can become the humble servant for God.
下面我们是欢迎和报。